3 HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Spirit of Sports Fest. That's what we're calling the show today as we celebrate normally something that we go out and do amongst the people, our Sports Fest. We hate missing out on it this year, but happy to celebrate it with each of you. We always have great local guests who come and hang out with us on those days, and no better dude out there locally than Coach Rick Stockstill, the head football coach at Middle Tennessee, who joins us now. Coach Stock, great to have you. And got to ask you first, how are you keeping busy in these crazy times with your social distancing?
Yeah, I'm doing a good job. We're doing everything on that Zoom app, I guess, with our staff. Last week I called all our players individually, then I called all their parents individually, and then we're having meetings, position meetings twice, three times a week with our players. I've had a team meeting with our players over the Zoom app and just trying to communicate that way right now.
It's a shame that this didn't happen when Brent was still your quarterback, because you guys could be quarantined together with a projector and all kinds of film.
We did that enough, him growing up. So, that wouldn't have been anything new to him.
Coach, what was it like for you to get this news when you realized, okay, they're sending all my team home, there's no more school, we're not going to get to start spring practice, and we have no idea what's going to happen next? You've been at this game a while. What was it like to hear those words and to know nothing's going to happen in the immediate future?
Yeah, it was really different, because when we sent them home, they were going home for spring break. And everything was fine then, and, you give your normal be safe, all that kind of stuff, spring break stuff, and anticipated everybody coming back in 7 days and then starting spring practice. And then on Wednesday we got the call that school was not, they're going to be extended, spring break is going to be extended a week. So you started making plans then how you're going to communicate with your team and your staff. And again, just like everybody else, this is a new experience for all of us. But then you kind of put yourself in a college student's shoes. You get that call, spring break, you're on the middle of spring break, and you get a call or you see a text that spring break has been extended a week. You put yourself in their shoes and you say, hey, this is pretty cool right now. We'll get another week. And then you start realizing the severity of this thing. So it's different for all of us.
MTSU head football coach Rick Stockstill with us. Coach, how many times have you gotten the question from your players, Coach, are we going to be good for a season this fall?
Yeah, Dawn, I think probably even the bigger question or the more asked question is, when do you think we're going to come back? When do you think we'll be able to come back? So I think here recently you're getting texts and calls when you communicate with them. You think, like you said, you think we're going to be good for the fall. So we don't have that answer right now, but I'm really optimistic and hopeful that we'll get this thing. If everybody will start doing what the government and doctors and everybody are telling us to do, I think the sooner we start everybody buy into that, then we'll be able to get back to some sense of a normal life here, hopefully pretty soon. So I'm optimistic and hopeful that we will be able to play this fall.
It's funny, guys in your position and athletes in general like regimented schedules, right? Like, you do this on this day, you do this on this week, you do this on this month. All of that's gone away, right? So, like, you're trying to figure out, okay, when might we play? When might we get out there? Have you kind of gone through some scenarios to say, look, if we're cleared to go July 1, this is what it looks like for us? Or if we're cleared to go June 1, this is what it looks like for us? Or do you just sit and wait and try to figure it out that way?
A little bit of both. Last week I was putting schedules together, and by the time I got finished with it, it was, no, you can't do that. It just changed almost hourly, let alone daily. So I normally start doing our practice schedules for August. I usually do that in May. when everybody's gone, all the coaches are gone spring recruiting, but that's not going to happen this year. So I have started working on our August schedules on a normal routine that, like this year, everybody can report August 6th. All colleges, schools report August 6th. So I've started a schedule from that standpoint. And, you know, there's been talk that we'll be able to get some NFL-type OTA work since we didn't have spring practice in the summer. So I'm putting the schedule together if that happens. But you're right. This thing is so fluid and it changes daily that you've got to have a couple different, three or four different schedules in place. Like you said, if we can come back when summer school starts in June, or if it's July, or if it's not till August.
Coach Rick Stockstill, our guest from Middle Tennessee. Coach, you know, you mentioned you get a lot of messages from your players and from people who are in your program. I'll ask you this. When things get crazy like this, who do you lean on? Is there somebody that you can call? You have a former coach or an advisor? Who do you lean on in crazy times like this?
Yeah, and this is different. That's a great question. This is different because there's no coach in America that has ever gone through this. So yeah. The unknown. So really I'm calling guys that I've coached with, guys that are head coaches now, guys that used to be head coaches that have retired or not in the business anymore, and just getting their opinion on how they're handling it, what are they doing with their team, how are they communicating with their team. So I've done a lot of that, but like I said, probably the closest we can all go back to is 9/11, but, you know, that just, the college NFL, you know, and then Major League Baseball, that was going on at the time that, you know, things were canceled for a week, and then we resumed, you know, our schedules, you know, the following week. So we just missed a game. We haven't, you know, school was not canceled and all those sort of things. So that's probably the closest thing we can all relate back to, but nothing like this.
Coach Stock, maybe give our listeners kind of the inside look into how long it takes to get an athlete or a team ready for a football season. Obviously, in different circumstances, you have a lot of them over the summer because they're in summer school and they're doing their own workout plan, and you have spring football to lean on. But from that standpoint, it's not like you can say, oh, hey, it's September 1, everyone's back, let's go throw everybody on a football field and play a game. From your standpoint, what goes into making sure your athletes are prepared and they're in a healthy spot to go out and play a game?
Really good, Dawn. That's great insight there. You know, missing spring practice, you know, spring practice is critical, but that's more for the development of your younger players, maybe implementing new schemes and trying to see schematically how you might be able to improve your team. That's not critical from a conditioning standpoint. You're allowed, before last year, everybody was always allowed 29 practices in August before your first game. Last year was the first year they kept that back to 25 practices. So, you know, every team had 25 practices before they could play a game. So I think as you look at it, I think as long as everybody can get 25 practices in before their first game, I think that's critical. But I also think there's the June and July part of the preparation, the strength and conditioning, the running, all the things that take place, you know, from an athlete in June and July is critical. So I think there needs to be some kind of, you know, consideration. I don't think it would be fair to say, okay, everybody come back August 6th and you can start. I think you got to have some summer preparation. And if you lose that summer preparation, then is, you know, the month of August, you're okay. That's what you're going to condition in. And then September 1st, you get 25 practices, and then you're going to start your first games in October. You know, so I just think there's a lot of things that need to be considered before you just say, hey, let's roll out there and you're ready to go. Because being a college football player or an NFL football player, high school football player in general, there's the strength aspect, there's the conditioning aspect, you know, the hitting, the tackling. It's a little bit different than being a basketball player or a baseball player.
Coach Brian Kelly with Notre Dame said on SportsCenter similar things to what you just said. And in terms of that ramp up conditioning thing, he illustrated a need for a 4-week period to get players acclimated to be able to go through a fall camp. Is that a pretty good amount of time, do you think, that 4-week window?
Yeah, probably. I would say so. Yeah, I mean, because, you know, really you've got, in the past, we've always had June and July. And, but so even now, so say you have the last 3 weeks of July and the first week of August, because nobody can report before August 6th. So that gives you 4 weeks there. So as a coach, you're always going to want more. But I think that, you know, probably 4 weeks is a pretty realistic number.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you spending some time with us. I think we're all like you. We got our fingers crossed, and we're hoping football, you know, comes back like all the other things that we love. And I know you're just hoping and praying for that same thing right now.
Yeah, you know, first thing is let everybody be safe. I'm praying for that first, and then.
Yep.
Obviously, as a coach and as a competitor, you want to be able to play. But let's get this country, get this world safe first.
Coach, thank you for the time. Rick Stockstill,
thanks,
always
coach
great
Stock.
To catch up with you, Coach Stock.
Appreciate
yes, sir. We'll do that again sometime soon. Hopefully, we'll be talking about football soon with Coach Stock and all of our other coaches that we'd love to chat with. When we come back, Kirk Herbstreit from ESPN will be our guest. He's said some stuff that a lot of people are talking about. We'll discuss that with him. What is it? We'll find out on the other side. 3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery. First of all, word from my friends at Everseal. I noticed as we're all kind of at home, I've seen a lot of people kind of getting out and start doing all these projects, right? It's spring. Weather is fantastic today. A lot of you working on stuff. Well, one of the projects that some of you are about to embark on, and if you lived in your house a while, it's the third, the fifth, or the tenth time you've done it, where you clean and stain your deck behind your house. You do the same with your driveway. You put that seal on there. Well, look, forget about it. Everseal. Let them come and take care of it for you. Let Everseal take care of it. And here's the deal. They take care of it. It's a 25-year manufacturer-backed guarantee. They clean these outdoor surfaces like they've never been cleaned, and they seal them. Think about it. For a guaranteed quarter of a century, you can give your power washer away. You can sell it in the yard sale. Heck, give it to your neighbor, or just tell your neighbor about Everseal, the best in the business. And let me tell you, this product looks fantastic on whatever you put it on. You want to know more? Ever-seal.com or call 1-844-EVER-USA for more info about Everseal. So.